signal acquisition, so I'm calling in a few seconds. Okay, Oscar Romeo 4 India Sierra Sierra, this is India Kilo 1 Sierra Lima Delta, Terrebridge Station calling for a scheduled Darius contact. Do you copy, Chris? Over.
India Kilo 1 SLD, loud and clear. Over.
Okay, Chris, Oscar Romeo 4 India Sierra Sierra, India Kilo 1 Sierra Lima Delta, waiting to have your signal loud and clear today. We are acting from Italy as a Terrebridge station for Inalix School, Quebec, Canada. Are you ready for the first question, Chris? Over.
Thank you for the Terrebridge. Yes, I am ready for the track and the first question.
Okay, Chris, signal very good. Okay, go ahead, Canada.
Hi, Chris, teacher Laurie McFarland. Here's our first question.
Hi, my name is Sean. Can you see me jump from space over?
Hello, greetings from the space station. Yes, I can see Inukshuak from space. I may have taken a picture. I'm going to check. We have to look north to see it, but I'm going to take a picture of Inukshuak from space. Yes, over.
Hi, my name is Dora from Inukshuak. How do you eat in space? Over.
We eat camping food, traveling food, packaged food, food that doesn't need a refrigerator or an oven. So just simple food in packages.
Okay, with third question.
My name is Allison. Do you ever get certain space over?
Hello, RJ. Yes, I do not get scared in space, but not because I'm brave, only because I'm ready. I practice, I study, I learn, I understand, and the things that you know and understand aren't scary. So that's why I'm not scared in space, because I really trained and prepared for it, just like you can, for anything that scares you. Over.
Hi, my name is Robert. Is the internet available on the space station, and does it work as well on InnoTalk? Over.
We do have internet on the space station. It's not always. It's only when we have a certain satellite to link through. I don't think it's as good as the internet in Inukshuak, but it's good enough that I can still send pictures and communicate with Earth. Over.
Over. How many years do you go to school and train to be an astronaut? Over.
Hi, I think the question was, how many years do I go to school and train to be an astronaut? I started training to be an astronaut when I was 9 years old. I started thinking about it and studying and learning. And so I was in grade 5 when I, no, younger I guess, grade 4 when I started to think about being an astronaut. But I've been an astronaut for 21 years, and I've been studying and training the whole time. So you have to go to university and learn and understand to do something really complicated. Over.
My name is Helen. How many comets have you seen, and can you see comets better from space than from Earth? Over.
Heather, I think it's about the same. You have a beautiful, clear sky in Inukshuak, and so you get to see the sky very clearly, almost like from the space station. We see the sky about the same. It's the Earth that we see far, far better. And the comets that I've seen, most of them I've seen from Earth. I've only seen one comet from space, and that was Pan-STARRS. Over.
Hi, my name is Olive.
Planets, but it's like seeing the planets from Earth. They're a long, long ways away. We're very close to Earth still. And they show up nice and clearly, but just like a beautiful, clear night in Inukshuak. Over.
My name is Sean. Have you been to Mars?
No, I haven't, There have only been 12 people in all of human history that have been to the moon. And they were on the moon when I was your age. We orbit the Earth. We're on a space station going around the Earth. Nobody has been anywhere else besides the Earth and the moon, except for robots. But you could go to the moon. You could go to Mars. It's up to you. Over.
Hi, my name is Samson. Do you believe in extraterrestrials? Over.
Yes, I think there are an unlimited number of stars, trillions, quadrillions of stars, and we've recently proven that almost every star has planets. And so to think that we're the only life in the universe is just vanity and arrogance. But we haven't found them yet. We have not found life anywhere but Earth. Over.
Hi, my name is Casey John. Station over.
I think the question was, do I draw on the space station? I do, but I'm not a very good artist. I like to draw, but I'm not very good at it. I'm a musician, so mostly I play music on the space station. I play guitar and sing. Over.
Bonjour, je m'appelle Angel. Est-ce que les autres se propagent plus vite dans la station spatiale? Over.
Plus vite, je pense que non. Je pense que presque le même que sur Terre. Mais nous avons un système de ventilation dans la station, et avec ça, peut-être se propage un peu plus vite. Bon, mais à moi, non. Non, ça ressemble juste les odeurs sur Terre, chez vous. Over.
Bonjour, je m'appelle Louisa. Comment est-ce que ton corps est affecté par l'absence de gravité? Over.
Il y a beaucoup de changements. Les changements de le sein, le changement de le système de balance, le système qui contrôle la pression dans le sein. Il y a beaucoup de différences. Aussi, le squelette, c'est plus faible, les muscles aussi. C'est nécessaire de faire des exercices physiques pendant 2 heures chaque jour. 2 heures chaque jour. Mais avec ça, c'est possible d'être en bonne forme après 6 mois. Over.
My name is Nathan. Where does your facial hair go when you shave in space? Over.
Nathan, I wipe it on a towel because it won't fall and there's no running water. So I just wipe it onto a towel. It stays stuck to the razor and the shaving cream, and then I wipe it off. Over.
Hi, my name is Candice.
We do not have enough water. We only take baths with a cloth and a towel, like a sponge bath. We wash and then we wipe it off. It saves on water. Over.
Bonjour, je m'appelle Michel. Comment faites-vous pour aller à la toilette? Over.
Bonne question. Nous avons un système de toilette, mais en place de l'eau, on utilise la ventilation pour faire le travail de l'eau. Mais il y a une internet vidéo que j'ai préparée à YouTube. Seulement demandez Chris Hadfield Space Toilet. Et ça possible de le voir et l'expliquer. Over.
Bonjour, je m'appelle Sarah. Qu'est-ce que vous faites avec l'eau usée? Over.
Sarah, nous avons un système de refroidissement de l'eau. Exactement le même comme j'imagine votre accoudoir. C'est nécessaire d'avoir un système pour prendre l'eau usée et rafraîchir ça. Et donc, je suis sûr que vous avez un système qui se ressemble.
Bonjour, je m'appelle Brenda et je voudrais savoir comment on dort dans l'espace. Over.
Très bien, merci. Nous avons un sac de couchage et c'est possible de relaxer chaque muscle dans le corps. Parce que c'est pas nécessaire de voir une maîtresse, c'est pas nécessaire de voir un oreiller. C'est absolument confortable. Plus confortable que sur Terre. Over.
1 minute.
Hi, my name is Natasha. How many experiments are you working on? Which is your favorite one? Over.
Experiments on board. My favorite one is a Canadian experiment that does blood analysis. And it's a portable blood analyzer that you could use in your town, in Inukjuak. you don't need to go to the hospital to analyze your blood. This small analyzer, which is brand new and we're testing on space station, is something that is good for communities all across Canada. It's called Microflow. Over.
Hi, my name is Sarah. It's a recent meteor that has caused an issue with the space station. Over.
Good question. No, it did not. We were on the other side of the Earth, and for little meteorites, the space station has armor, so we are protected. Over.
Hi, my name is Ayer. What would happen if someone on the ISS was critically injured? Have you ever... Space, over.
We're all trained.
Loss of signal.